long-haul tunnel system. I forgot even the bandwidth now. I mean, talk about the waveguide system would never, this waveguide system never become a, never was put into service. At that time, I believe the technology was not quite ready yet. In terms of myself, I was, okay, that waveguide is supposed to be for long distance PCM.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was the time the T1 was just put into service. T1 system was developed by a neighboring department, uh-huh. Bob Aaron, Eric Sumner, that group of people. At that time there were a lot known about analog transmission, not much about digital transmission. Mm-hmm. In particular with respect to PCM, the question in timing, for example, in the repeaters, when you put through many, many repeaters, mm-hmm. will the timing error accumulate?
Yeah.
You know, I was put in to look into that problem a bit. We were doing, it was felt that analysis probably would not carry all the way, we should complement it or work in parallel using computer simulation. Mm. Digital computer at that time was not quite the state we are in now. So analog computer was used, and people talk about hybrid computers to do that. Talking about computers, when I was doing my thesis at the last stage, I had to do some computation. Bell gave Pollard an old computer. They have retired. It was made of relays.
Mm-hmm.
It had 12 registers, a whole room full of equipment, and I used that to do some of the computation.